like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus, rest. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And we say rest. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, reign, Jesus, reign, Jesus, like the dew in the morning, rule, Jesus, rule, Jesus, like the dew in the morning, move, Jesus. Move, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And so we welcome you in this place this morning, most gracious and heavenly Father. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Like the dew in the morning, God, and we have risen up early this morning to seek your face. Gently rest upon our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. We've come this morning to magnify your name, for your name is worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified because you have done so many wonderful and marvelous things, God. We thank you, God. Let your glory, oh God, rest on us and reign on us and rule over us and move on us in the mighty name of Jesus, because you bring about a spirit of refreshing. You bring about a spirit of renewal. You bring about a spirit, oh God, of newness, God, because if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. We can throw away old things. We can cast away old things. We can forget those things that are behind, because you make all things new, refreshing us even the more this morning. Reign on us, God, even the more this morning. Rule over us, oh God, even the more this morning, in the name of Jesus. A brand new refreshing, God, not a refreshing from yesterday, not a refreshing from last week. Oh, God, but we need a brand new refreshing, a brand new outpour. Oh, God, a brand new anointing, God, just for this day. Because every day that you make, God, oh, God, is a day of rejoicing, a day of victory, a day of overcoming, God. And we need an anointing. We need a refreshing. We need an outpour just for this day. So like to do in the morning, God, gently rest upon our hearts, even now, God. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, I plead the blood even now, Lord. Let your blood wash us and let your blood cleanse us. Let your blood purify us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And to cast out everything that's unlike you. Cast out the spirit of doubt. Cast out the spirit of depression. Oh, God, cast out the spirit of frustration. Cast out the spirit of anger, God. To cast out everything that's unlike you, God, that we may be filled with all of you, your fruit, oh, God, the fruit of your spirit. Oh, God, more love and more meekness and more kindness and more tenderness, God. More gentleness, God, and more long-suffering. Suffering, God. Yes, more faith, oh God, and more temperance, God. We need more of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Your glory, oh God, to exude out of us, Lord. Your glory, God, oh God, to pour out of us, Lord. Your glory, Lord, to shine in us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Your glory, God. That's what we long for, God. Your glory, God, that's what we need today. So pour into us even now, God. Rain on our hearts. Rain on our souls, God, to make us clean both inside and out, that your glory, God, might be revealed in us, and that we may be the beacon of light that you have called for us to be. God, send a refreshing rain, oh God, even to the dry spirits right now. Oh Lord, you told Ezekiel, shall these dry bones live? And you know, God, you know, and that's the only thing that Ezekiel could say back to you. Oh Lord, you know. He didn't have the answer, but he knew who had the answer. And so it doesn't matter what state that we find ourselves in, Lord, you are still the answer. You are still the way. You are still the truth. You are still the life, God, and you are everything that we need and more. And so, God, we dare not allow anything to separate us from your love, Lord. And so, God, bind everything that's unlike you, Lord. Cast the devil out of the minds, and cast the devil out of the wheels, and cast the devil out of the way of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, as we come before your throne of grace, we lay ourselves before you, oh God, in humble submission, oh God, to your will and to your way. Not our will, God, but let thine will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, that means storm clouds may rise, but let your will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, that means that strong winds will blow, God, but have your way, God, in us even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, yes, Lord, troubles will come our way, trials and tribulations will come our way, oh God, but we can be of good cheer, for you have already overcome the world, Lord. And so we don't want to allow anything, oh God, to separate us from your love. And so purify us even now, God, holy, oh God, that we may be acceptable. That's the least that we can do, is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice in the mighty name of Jesus, a sacrifice, oh God, that'll be meet for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, a sacrifice, Lord, that'll come before you as a sweet smelling savor, God. Oh, Lord, make us a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you. Lord, that's the least that we can do, to give you our worship, to give you our praise, God, to give you our actions, to give you our walk, to give you our talk, God, to give you our lives, to give you our finances, to give you our homes, to give you our children, Lord, to give you our spouses, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, to put nothing else before you, oh God, but to esteem you highly in the mighty name of Jesus, to lift up your name so that you can draw all men unto you. And that's our desire, Lord, is to be drawn into your presence, where you can lay your hands of love, lay your hands of strength, lay your hands of renewal and refreshing upon us, and make us whole, make us stronger, make us wiser, lift us up. Oh, God, give us stability. Oh, God, remove the sinking sand that we may feel around us, Lord, and help us to stand upon you and upon your promises. You are a reassuring God. You do all things well. You make everything glorious, oh, God, because that's the type of God that you are. In the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of despair, in the midst of, God, times of no hope, Lord, you come in like a mighty rushing wind, and you bring about life, and you bring about reassurance, oh, God, and you renew our strength, oh, God. You said, they that wait upon you shall renew their strength, and as we wait upon you, God, renew us even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Renew, oh, God, renew, God, renew and breathe, oh, God, breathe light into us, Lord. Oh, God, let us be that army that you, oh God, destined for us to be, that you have expected out of us, Lord, an army, oh God, of worshipers, Lord, an army, oh God, of praisers, an army, oh God, of, oh God, followers of your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, make us a strong army, Lord, and bind us together with one accord and with one mind, oh God, bind the spirit of division, oh God, bind the spirit, oh God, of selfishness, bind the spirit of haughtiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bind the spirit of isolation, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because you told us not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Oh, God, to bring ourselves together, God, that we can encourage one another, that we can be a strong body. Because, God, you, Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. Make us one. Even as we pray in different areas, oh, God, different locations this morning, Lord. Oh, God, give us to pray, oh, God, with one accord and with one mind, God, seeking your face, seeking your will. Oh, God, that your will might be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say yes even now, Lord. We say yes even now, Lord. We say yes to your will, Lord. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey, God, for you to have your way, oh, God. We need you to order our steps, Lord, because we can't make it on our own. I'm tired of running into walls. I'm tired of falling into traps. Oh, God, I'm tired, oh, God, of not knowing the way. But when I seek you first, oh, God, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, you add all these things unto me. Oh, God, when I submit to you, you order my footsteps, and you call me a good man in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I want to be good for you, Lord. I want to be great for you. I want to be the vessel that you need for me to be, Lord, today. And so bind me together, oh, God, with like-minded believers, who are willing, God, to chase after you, who have a hunger and a thirst to get more of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be not satisfied, oh, God, to not be satisfied, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we are. Oh, God, yes, you have brought us from a mighty long way, but you have such a mighty long way for us to go. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store. Oh, God, you have great things in store for those that fear you, Lord, those that love you, those that obey your word. You have great things in store. Oh, so, God, let us bind ourselves with one accord and with one mind. Oh, God, to have a hunger and a thirst for more of you, your presence, your anointing, your instruction, and your power. Give us to be patient, oh, God, in our waiting as we tarry for you, as we seek your anointing, as we seek your face, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your glory. Because your glory is all we want. That's all we need. That's all we long for. In the mighty name of Jesus, your glory, that your glory might be revealed in us, God. Your glory, God. Oh, God, that we'll walk right and that we'll talk right. God, your glory, God. Oh, God, that shakes up every, breaks up every fallow ground, Lord. Oh, God, your glory, God. That's what we need, God. Oh, God, shake us up even now, God. And wake us up, Lord, even now, Lord. And get our attention even now, God, if we are outside of your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for families, Lord. We pray for homes, Lord. We pray for ministries that are asleep on the job, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, time is running short. You are soon to return, Lord, and you are looking for a church without a spot and without a blemish, Lord. Wash us and make us whole even now, God, as a ministry, God. Wash us and make us whole right now as a district, Lord. Wash us and make us whole as a jurisdiction. Oh, God, wash us and make us whole. Oh, God, as a state, Lord. Wash us and make us whole. Oh, God, as a church, oh, God, across the world. Make us whole, God, even now, God. Oh, God, there's a great falling away. Oh, God, there's so much disrespect in the air, God. There's so much disobedience even in the church, God, today. Oh, God, give us our attention, Lord. Get our attention right now, God. Oh, God, let us remind us, oh, God, that it's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to lay down, God, sin and wait. It's time to, oh, God, to turn from our wicked ways. God, we need you to hear from us, Lord. We need you to hear our cries. We need you to hear our pleas, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we desire your glory, God. We long for your glory, Lord. We thirst for your glory, Lord. We hunger for your fire, your glory, Lord. We are desperate, God, for more of your presence, more of your anointing, more of your power. More of you. And so we submit ourselves to you. We lay down ourselves before you at this altar as I intercede on behalf of those, oh God, that are tuning into this call and on behalf of those that will tune into this call at a later time or a later date, Lord. Oh God, I speak blessings over their lives right now, God. I bind the enemy right now in their lives in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. Oh God, I speak strength. I speak a spirit of refreshing upon them. Fall even now, God, on their ears right now, God. Oh, God, begin to shift in their environment, Lord, as they worship and adore you, as they praise, oh, God, you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it right now. Break up the fallow ground, Lord. Oh, God, so that they may be able to sow seeds of worship and seeds of righteousness. Oh, God, and seeds of service, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Break up everything, God. Oh, God, those dry areas, oh, God, those areas, oh, God, that are not, oh God, growing, oh God, oh God, oh God, do the pruning even now, Lord. Oh Lord, so that life will be renewed and life will be refreshed in them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, because it is a season of change, Lord, and we need you to come in and be that agent of change in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power on our behalf. Move by your might, oh God, and touch us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be, holy and acceptable. That's the least that we can do. So gently rain upon us. Gently fall afresh on us. Gently pour out on us like the dew in the morning. It comes, oh God, without any fanfare. It comes without anyone noticing. But, Lord, it just falls afresh on everything that is around, oh God, in that place. God, fall afresh on us even now, Lord. Fall afresh on my family. Fall afresh on my home. Fall afresh, God, gently rest upon, oh God, my finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, gently rest upon my relationships right now, God. Oh God, gently rest upon my co-workers right now, Lord. Oh God, that I may be a light, oh God, and a witness to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for peace in the home. Oh God, peace on our jobs, Lord. Oh, peace in the ministry, Lord. I'm asking for you, God, for you to show yourself up. Oh God, show up, oh God, and show yourself mighty on our behalf, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when you show out in a mighty, oh God, in God, a wonderful way. Oh, but just like you did, oh God, in the temple when Solomon completed the temple, fill our hearts even now, Lord. Fill our individual temples even now, Lord. Oh, God, that we can't do anything but worship you, Lord. For you're worthy, oh, God, today. Hallelujah, God, you're worthy, Lord. Fill our temples even now, God, as we lift our hands in total submission to you. We surrender to your will, Lord. Not my will, but let thine will be done. And let my will line up with your will and my ways, line up with your ways and my thoughts Line up with your thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that I may think on those things that are lovely, that I may think on those things that are pure, that I may think on those things that are just and of a good report in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is virtue in those things. There is praise in those things. There's praise when we think about the goodness of Jesus. And when we think about you, God, we can't help but to thank you. And when we thank you, Lord, we can't help but to think about all the things that you have done, all the ways that you have made, all the doors that you have opened. Oh, God, come to more and have your way even now, God. Fill our hearts, oh, God, even now. Fill our souls even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I yes, we say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way. Come to more and have your way. Oh, God, as we magnify you, as we glorify you, as we adore you, God, today, come to more and have your way in us, oh, God. Completely reign, completely rule, completely move, completely rest in us, on us, all over us, around us today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't make it on our own, and we can't make it without you. Know ye not that your bodies are not your own, but they belong to the Lord. We were bought and purchased with a price. And so we cast down everything that's unlike you. We lay aside every god, every little bitty god that we try to put before you, Lord, and we submit to you. We lift you higher. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God. No one can compare to you. No one is on your side, God. No one is, oh God, can be compared to you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways, and we thank you for being God all by yourself. You don't need any help from man. You don't need any help from woman. You don't need any help from anybody, but you do all things well. And so we seek after you this morning. As the deer panted after the water brook, God, so does our souls. They long for you this day, a brand new day that you have made, a day that you've already given us the victory, a day that you've already allowed us to overcome, a day, oh God, that you will order our footsteps. God, we can rejoice because our God is in control of this day. And so I pray for families everywhere. And before I get into praying for families, Lord, I continue to pray for those in Haiti or IT and those in Jamaica that were overwhelmed by that devastating hurricane. Oh, God, lies. The death toll is still rising in those areas. The death toll is even rising in America. Oh, Lord, the flooded areas in South Carolina and North Carolina, Lord, and the flooded areas in Florida, Lord, that were affected greatly by these storms, Lord. Oh, God, we ask for mercy even now, Lord. Oh, God, and receive the water, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You made us a promise, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you would not flood the earth again, Lord. Oh, God, let the rainbow, God, shine right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and send a respite, God, send a rescue squad. Oh, God, send mercy, send your angels even now, God, and rescue and save your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on this nation of wickedness, this nation that have turned their backs on you. But, Lord, you still have a remnant in the land, Lord. You still have people that serve you, oh, God, in spirit and in truth in the land. You still have people that submit to your will, God, and trust solely and completely in you. Have mercy even now, Lord, as we submit ourselves, as we humble ourselves before you, as we seek your face, as we turn from our wicked ways. Heal. Heal even now, Lord. Heal the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, send forth your angels to heal the land, Lord, not to continue to strike down the land, but send the angels, God, oh, God, to send healing, to bring about light in the land now, in the name of Jesus. Help us to see you in everything, Lord. You are in that strong and mighty rushing wind. Oh, God, you are in that trial and that tribulation that we go through. Because, God, you promised us that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. And just like you did with those three Hebrew boys, Lord, you will be in the fire with us. Send the reassurance, Lord, to those that have been affected by the floods and the hurricanes, Lord, that you are still in control and that everything is going to be all right in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Send your reassuring angels right now to encourage them, oh God, to trust in the Lord with all of their heart and to lean not into their own understanding, God. Help them to acknowledge you, God, even in this time of lack and even in this time of despair. Help them to see you, God, in your glory, God. See you, oh God, in the beauty of holiness and righteousness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them to see you, God, oh God, because if we see your face, God, we know that you're there, God. If we see your glory, God, we know that everything is going to be all right. If we hear your voice, oh God, it gives us reassurance, God, that all things will work together for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus, send the reassurance to those people right now, God, to encourage their hearts, to help them to hold on. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we encourage them. Reassure them. Remind them, Lord, that everything is going to be all right. And so we pray for those that lost land. We pray for those that lost loved ones. We pray for those, oh, God, that lost homes. Lord, oh, God, return unto them, oh, God, what they've lost, Lord. Return unto them the stuff that the canker worms and the caterpillars, your great army, has taken away, Lord. Oh, God, and breathe life into them, God, even now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, bind the con artists that rise up during these traumatic experiences or these hard times in our world. Oh, God, that come and scam people for money and do things that are corrupt. Oh, God, not only in your eyes but in our eyes as well. Oh, God, watch over the people of God. Let them not be scammed, oh, God, but help them to put their trust and their focus and their mind and their hearts to trust solely in you. And we'll bless your name, Lord, and we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the praise. We thank you for my prelate, Lord. I thank you for Bishop Ted Thomas. Thank you for such an awesome leader, a leader who leads by example. And not just by words, but I thank you, God, for leadership, oh, God, that trains us up in the way that we should go to do proper things, to follow after you, oh, God, to walk in the spirit and not walk in the flesh. I thank you for awesome leadership that you have placed over me, God, and I thank you for all things that you are doing, Lord. I thank you, God, and I pray for the family, Lord, across this nation, the families that are under attack, oh, God, the family, oh, God, that the enemy is trying to destroy, whether it's, oh, God, same-sex marriage, Lord, oh, God, and all this other foolishness where they're incarcerating fathers, Lord, to break up families. Oh, God, I bind the attack of the enemy, God, on our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I start with my ministry at Praise Center, Lord. I bind the hand of the enemy, God, who tries to stir up in our families right now in the name of Jesus. No longer will we sit idly by, but, God, we'll continue to pray. We'll continue to put our trust in you. We'll continue to put our mouths on it in the name of Jesus, because you told us that we can speak those things that are not as though they were. I bind the spirit of divorce, God. I bind the spirit of, oh God, confusion in our homes. I bind those spirits right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of lack and the spirit of depression. I bind, oh God, all those things that causes our families not to be a unit, not to be one collectively. I bind those things that causes families to break up. Let love abide. Let your love, oh God, be renewed. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to every family under the sound of my voice and under this ministry, Lord. Touch, oh God. Heal. Deliver. Set free. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors that have been closed. Do it for your glory, God. Even now, Lord, in the night, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the family. We pray for every father, Lord. We pray for every mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the father can be the leader that you have called for him to be. You have called for the man to be the head of the household, Lord, both spiritually, oh, God, and physically as well, Lord. Oh, God, help us to stand and to lead by example, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may stop this decay this decay in the homes, oh God, right now. Oh God, where fathers are absent, Lord, or fathers are not doing anything or as far as their responsibility, both physically and spiritually, Lord. I bind that spirit of laziness. Oh God, I bind the spirit of arrogance, God. I bind the spirit of selfishness, oh God, in men across this land, Lord, and across this nation, Lord. Oh God, stop the decay, Lord. I know it shows that you're soon to come, oh God, but we need men, oh God, to be able to stand in the church, Lord, today. Oh God, the churches are not just supposed to be filled with women, oh God, but you need men as well, Lord. And I ask that you send the harvest of men into this ministry now in the name of Jesus, God. Send them in from the fields of sin. We'll chain them up in the way that this should go, God. Send them in across this nation, God, into the church houses, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may have the strength, that we may have, God, the proper order of what we need in our families, Lord, today. Thank you for the great women, God, that have stood in place while the men have been absent, Lord. But God, I'm asking for the men to rise up, Lord, even in the midst of this ministry, Lord. Send them in, God, from the fields of sin. Oh, God, and help us to have our doors open. Help us to remain steadfast and unmovable, Lord, in spite of the numbers that I'm looking for that I don't see. You've been making a way, Lord, so I cannot complain. But I know, God, that we are primed for an outpour, Lord. We are primed for you to send them in, God. We are prepped and we're ready, God, and we're ready to train them. We're ready to teach them. We're ready to tarry with them, God. We're ready, oh, God, to be with them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may become this great body that you have destined for us to be. Because I know greatness is on the horizon. We're great even now, Lord. Oh, God, but we'll be more effective, oh, God. I see, oh, God, a great ministry that is effective in this area, in the city of Dumfries, oh, God, that is even more effective, oh, God, in this community, Lord, that is even more effective, oh, God, in our state, Lord, and even more effective in our national church. This is just the beginning. I have not seen, God, great things you have in store. Ears had not heard the conversations, God, what you have in store yet. Oh, God, it has not even entered into our hearts what really, truly great things you have in store for us. So I pray for the family unit today. I pray for this nation, a nation that has turned her back on you. God, call us back to you, Lord, before it's too late. Call this nation back unto you, Lord, before time runs short. Because you are soon to come, God, and we need you to come more and have your way in us even now, God, in this nation, God. Use us. Use me as a vessel and a light for you, Lord. Use me, God, to share your good word, your good news with someone. Use me, Lord, oh, God, to show someone the way, oh, God, in the truth and the light. God, use me to be a vessel to save one, Lord, on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for families, Lord, today, everywhere. I didn't know that was on the list, oh, God, to pray for on this day. I hadn't read the list until just now. And so I thank you, God, for giving me what to say. I thank you, Lord, that I may not, God, know what I'm supposed to say when I pray, but I thank you, God, that I submit myself to you, that I submit myself to your will. And, God, you use me every single morning, God, to pray for these your people. I thank you, God, that I don't necessarily have to write anything down. But, God, when I submit myself, when I stand before you to intercede on behalf of others, you give me what to say. Oh, God, continue to grow the spirit of this, oh, God, continue to grow in me now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to stir up in me, God, the spirit of discernment. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, that I may know what to pray for, God. Oh, God, that I may meet the needs, oh, God, of everyone under the sound of my voice, oh, God. Oh, God, that I may pray and intercede on their behalf, God, and call out their need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, continue to use me, God, and to empower me even the more, God, as I continue to seek your face, as I continue to call and this ministry into prayer, Lord. You tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. Let prayer, God, begin to be, oh, God, or come back to be the staple of the family unit today. Give us to pray. And give us to pray even more, Lord. We as a family, the McCowan family, God, we pray before we head out on Sundays, Lord. oh God, but stir up prayer in us, oh Lord, that we pray again, oh God, or that we continue to pray before our children go to school. Oh God, that we'll pray, God, before we head out to work, Lord, that we'll pray, oh God, for one another, God. Keep, oh God, each other on our mind, Lord. I'm praying for the family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind us together, Lord, and uproot everything that's causing division, Lord. Oh God, give us a spirit of, oh God, long suffering, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, a spirit of patience, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. You are the one that will bind us together. Oh God, you'll save our unsaved children. You'll save our unsaved spouses, Lord. You'll save, oh God, our unsaved, oh God, loved ones far and near, God, if we just commit ourselves to you. Oh God, if we just find ourselves praying instead of complaining, Lord. If we'll just find ourselves seeking your face, Lord. Oh God, getting into your word, God, instead of, oh God, being distracted by our phones and being distracted by the television, God. If we'll just take time, God, to chase after you, you'll come in and you'll stir up in our homes. You'll stir up in our families. You'll save our loved ones. Oh, God, and you'll heal bodies that are sick, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the family unit today. Make us strong, oh, God. Help us to stand, oh, Lord. Help us to continue to trust in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And come the morning, have your way. I've already asked you to bless my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for his family as well, Mother Thomas and all of his sons, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, his entire family. I pray for New Community Temple and the St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ, both ministries, Lord. I pray for them now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for our jurisdiction. Pastors, oh God, throughout this jurisdiction, Lord, under the leadership, oh God, of Bishop Ted Thomas, God, I pray, oh God, that you bless the ministries, Lord, those, oh God, that are on a thin ice right now, those that are wavering, Lord, I pray that you send a reassuring, oh God, wind their way, God, breathing life into them now, God, let them not give up on the gospel plow, but to keep their eyes focused in on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I speak a life over every single ministry, Lord, I speak a harvest, God. You've already declared it, that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Send laborers, oh God, to get the harvest, God. Send more laborers to help to get the harvest, oh God, that is waiting for each and every single ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Do it for your glory, God. And as we celebrate pastors in this month, Lord, I pray, God, that you bless every ministry, God, to encourage the heart of their leaders, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Help them to offer a sacrifice, Lord. Help them, oh God, to be mindful to pray, Lord. Help them to be a blessing, God, in the name of Jesus, to their leaders, to encourage them to continue to run on, to continue to press on, to continue to teach, to continue to be the example that they need to lead them, oh God, in that area of the vineyard. Pray for every single pastor. I pray for every single ministry. I'll call out the names of the pastors in the Great Northern District, Lord. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins and Pastor Kenneth Cackett, Pastor God Wayne Cream and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Lord, and Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick and Pastor Lawrence Cayette. I pray for every single pastor and every single ministry in the Great Northern District. Send them the harvest, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them additional labors to reap the harvest, Lord. Bless the ministries, oh God, that have pantries, Lord, as they serve their communities directly, Lord. Oh God, I pray for my pantry, Lord, the Praise Pantry, Lord. Oh God, let the construction be completed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let the ministry expand, Lord, that we may continue to do a great work in this community, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call out the name of Pastor Herschel Chenault, Lord, and Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, and Pastor Brian D. Jones, Lord, and Pastor Alfred Nicholson, Lord, my brother, oh God, Brother J. Kyle Nicholson, Lord, I pray for those ministries, Lord. You placed them on my heart, oh God, to partner with them, oh God, to lock up with them. And so I pray for strength. I pray for a refreshing wind. I speak life into their ministries now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. I thank you for them, how they celebrated me on this past week. I thank you for every sacrifice from far and near. Thank you for those that love me and show their love tangibly. I mean, tangibly, if I said that word correctly. They did it, and they blessed my heart, and they blessed my soul. And I thank you for a people that you've given me that love me and that cherishes me and that prays for me. And so I ask that you bless them, God, exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think. Pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord, today, that you continue to bless her and strengthen her and keep her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And prep her, God, to give the words of life during her coffee break. Oh, God, that has seemed to be growing, that seems to be growing more and more every single day. Every single time we have some type of fellowship with someone, someone new mentions that they tune into coffee break and they look at the coffee break, Lord. And so continue to bless her, Lord, and continue to enlarge her territory, Lord. Continue to bless her, oh, God, above her wildest imaginations, oh, God, as you continue to pour out your spirit, oh, God, and use her to be a vessel of honor for you and for your glory. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan that you continue to bless her and strengthen her, God, today. Honor her for her sacrifice and her commitment to joining us early in the morning in prayer. Oh, God, you tell us, yes, that men ought to always pray, but we don't always commit ourselves to prayer. But I want to say thank you for this awesome woman of God who commits herself to prayer every single time that we have this line open. God, bless her. Oh, God, above and beyond what she can ever ask or think, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe in renewal. Breathe in refreshing. Breathe in a mighty healing wind right now, God, and anoint her right now in the name of Jesus, God. Anoint her for this very day and this very hour to be a light for her family and for her community. I pray for missionary Myrna Howard, missionary Lysandra Miller. Thank you for the missionaries that you have sent our way. Oh, God, willing workers, God, to be in your vineyard. Oh, God, I pray that you bless them and keep them, oh, God, on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Diamond Star, Lord, I thank you for making ways, oh, God, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the tribulations. And I pray, oh, God, that you continue to reveal yourself to her. Thank you for keeping her safe. Thank you for protecting her, God, from the harm, oh, God, that was meant towards her. And we thank you for what you are doing in her life. Show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on our behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call out the name of Eric McCowan, Lord. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the testimony that he shared with us a couple of weeks ago about how you're doing great things on his behalf at school, Lord. I pray that you continue to bless him for his faithfulness, bless him for his commitment to you, and God, let them not be led astray, him or Diamond, God, but help them, God, to see you in the beauty of holiness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, and to chase and to hunger after you. Bless him in his studies. Oh, God, let him, oh, God, exceed, oh, God, expectations, God, to do great things, oh, God. Continue to open up doors for him, oh, God, as he continues to yield to your will and to yield to your way. I pray for Crystal McCowan and little Aaron McCowan. Thank you for my family who helped me to start this ministry. I pray, Lord, for Sister Connie Coulter and little Zachariah and little Christopher. I didn't call him Christian today. I pray that you bless that family, Lord. I pray for Brother Coulter, Lord. Oh, God, save today. That's all I can say is save today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then for that harvest that you have for us, Lord, oh, God, that is waiting for the laborers to get to. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you send us what we need, God. Oh, God, the literature, the marketing material, whatever it is that we need, oh, God, to go get the harvest that you have for us, Lord, and prep us, oh, God, not to swell and explode, but, God, send about growth this way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send about growth, Lord. And then, God, give us this building, Lord. Oh, God, we prayed when we first entered into this place that we needed the whole entire building. It wasn't in your will at that time, Lord, and we gave up hope. We turned away from our prayers asking for the building. But God, now we come together again as a collective body to ask for this building in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send out these people, God. Oh, God, these foreigners that are in the land, because, God, we need this building for ministry, Lord. We need this, God, building to do the work that you've called for us to do, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to continue to grow, God, and to do the things, oh, God, that you need for us to do in this community, Lord. Give us our building, Lord. We claim this property back now, oh, God, to uproot the strongholds that are here, oh, God, and to, so that we may grow stronger and mightier and more effective for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I ask that you bless these under the sound of my voice. bless them this day. Order their footsteps. Lead, guide, and direct them, God, so that your will might be done in their lives and that they may walk worthy of their calling today. And that's the calling of being a believer, a son of the Most High and Living God, a daughter of the Most High and Living God. That's what we desire to be the vessels that you have deemed for us to be on this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be lights to shine in this dark and dreary world. And so we ask that you come to more and have your way in our hearts even now. Bless us and keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, oh God, and keep us all day long. We speak victory. We speak life. We speak ministry, God, into the hearts and the minds of everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. And thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. And we say thank you even for what you have already done. Thank you for being such an awesome and a mighty and a wonderful God. Bless us this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.